Miss Shepherd, reel 6.
Did you find the idea of going to war against Germany upsetting, since you didn't really consider the Germans to be
your enemy? No, because I was so patriotic. I thought, well, this country, you know, what you do for your country, all the men rushed to volunteer. And so I thought I'd do what I could. And so, of course, I volunteered, as I say, on August the 8th, went on. First of all, I did munitions. I think, I don't know whether I showed you that one. That was me. I drove munitions. I think I told you that. That was me driving munitions in 1914.
What did your aunt and your parents think of you joining the army?
What do you mean, about the war, or...?
Yes. Did they think that you should join up, or did they want you to stay at home?
Oh, no, they didn't mind, but of course Auntie then was still in business, and I could only give my time in the evenings, you see, and we had to give whatever time we could. And so I joined up, and of course I was a private. The people who could give their time all together became officers, because we had to supply our own uniforms. We bought everything. And so, as I say, in 1950, we learned first aid, signalling, everything. Anything to do with emergency. But emergency meant that you had no tools of anything. You had to use your brains and do something. If you were to fall out of that chair and break something, I'd have to do whatever I could and do it quickly. You know, it's a peculiar life.
Since you were all volunteers and had to provide your own uniform and everything, that must mean that only certain types of women could join.
Yes, it wasn't the... strangely enough, I don't know what became of the suffragettes then, because, you see, that's where we were. I'm in that little lot somewhere.
Had you been involved with the suffragettes at all?
No.
Why was that?
Well, for one thing, they threw a brick through our window. But, no, I didn't. In those days, we thought, oh, women, who wants the vote? You see, it was just, I suppose I was too young to think about it, and I didn't want to think about, but no, they were chaining themselves up and all that kind of thing, but I don't know what happened to them. None of them joined the emergency corps, I do know that. I mean, I didn't meet any that had been suffragettes. And you see, there we were in the, that's where we were, you see, doing signalling. We had to do signalling, you know, semaphore and Morse. And we did square bashing, you see, we did it all on the military. You see, now the suffragists they were militant, but they weren't military. They weren't kind of disciplined. They would do all kinds of audacious things because of bringing, just like people today, the strikers of today. But we were wanting to help. And
how long did your training last? The first aid and the semaphore and so on?
We used to do first aid training. Well, until we got St. John's Ambulance Certificate and Red Cross Certificate. You see, both elementary and advanced, we had to get those. As I say, we used to have Dr. Christine Morrell, who she was a very eminent surgeon, and she would give us our problems and things in first aid, so that you had to know your first aid, you had to know your home nursing, you had to know your signalling, you had to know, be able to act quickly in anything. And that's why we used to go out on the, if there was a fire engine, you know, if there was a fire or incident, because the Zeppelins came over to England and they actually dropped bombs in one or two places. And we had to be able to go out to help in any of these cases, if we wanted to, you know, go out on the fire engine, if they wanted something, not for driving the fire engine or anything like that, but just to be of help, if someone wanted help.
Did you ever actually need to use your first aid tool?
No, only on the engines, we only had to, if somebody had fainted or something like that, you see. But when, of course, no, I didn't, then we started seriously training for, they wanted drivers, you see. And then, you could drive, you could ride. You know, we were told to do anything. It was like, I think I told you about the canteens, you know, we used to go down to Woolwich Arsenal in the canteens. Not their canteens, but Harrods gave us that horse and van, and we made it into a canteen. Then, of course, each sergeant, I was made a sergeant in 1915. Sergeants, yes, here we are, all the sergeants.
How many of you were there in the Women's Volunteer Reserve Corps?
Well, it became a whole battalion. See, there were four companies to a battalion. Well, I was in one of the companies, you see. Some battalions, because some were at Ilford, all over the place, you see. But I was in the London battalion. And we had to go for our training. But then, directly the army found, because first of all, we were laughed at. And then people saw, I suppose the army then thought, well, these women are doing something, because they said, first of all, that the Lady Londonderry and Miss Charlesworth, who did, they said, you can't do anything without discipline. You must have discipline. So we were given discipline. And of course, in those days, you had hobble skirts. And if you'd seen us in those hobble skirts trying to form fours, it's really funny. But we did it, and we had very, very, very strict training, very strict. And as I say, I was a sergeant in those days. And then the army saw that the war office saw that we were really making good. And so then they started the WAC. But you see, as drivers, we were attached to the... We used to sleep at the WAC headquarters, at the camp in France, but we were attached to the Army Service Corps. The main, see, we didn't have anything to do with the WAC, only for sleeping.
Well, what have you got to say about your aunt?
Well, as I'm, you know, living with her, and of course she thought the war was going to be over, because she had this German friend, and he said that, we're going to wipe the floor with you people. And she laughed and she said, well, it'll be over by Christmas and we shall win. And so...
When did you know that the war was coming? Was it a surprise?
Well, only about a week or a fortnight before. It was just rumours in the air, you see, just rumours. And then And then, of course, it did. All of a sudden it came out, and everyone was very angry because, you see, life before that was so tranquil. For instance, newspaper boys, you know, would be going around, and they'd get one and six a week. But then they had their own regular customers, and the regular customer would give them chocolates and things. Everyone was friendly with the other. It was such a friendly world. And although it was friendly, it was dignified too.
Did you keep on doing your balloon ascents right up until the war?
No, 1913. Yes, 1913.
So by the time the war came, you hadn't been doing that for a year or so?
No, nearly a year. It was nearly a year when I'd given that.
What happened to your aunt's feather business during the war?
Well, she would keep the girls on, and she ruined herself. She would keep them on.
Was there anything for them to do during the war?
No, well, at last they nearly all had to go into munitions or something like that, you see. And when she, directly this call came, you see, I was still working for her, but I went up to Causeway Street to join this woman's emergency corps. And as I say, now, Molly, this. Yes, the people who had... No, you see, it was... The organiser then was Mrs. Charlesworth. And I think she died soon after. And the officers were women of independent means who could give full-time service. You see, there were about 100 or more people turned up for this emergency service. But the people who were independent could become officers, and they could afford to buy their own uniforms. Well, we people who were working could only give part-time, and that meant in the evenings, you see. Now, I think of course, they bought their own uniform. The other ranks were part-timers after work, but we had to give one whole night a week for the arsenal, because, you see, that was important, so that... One of those things sells when I was made a sergeant. According to our abilities, we were made NCOs, you see, corporals, sergeants, and all that kind of thing. Well, I happened to be chosen as a sergeant. And so I had to take a squad down to Woolwich Arsenal. That was my whole night, you know, for the whole night. After you've been working all day, then you go down the arsenal, you start at 8 o'clock, prepare, and Harrods had given us a horse and van. We had to make it into a canteen, because Woolwich Arsenal only had one canteen then. And the squad before me, they didn't know anything at all about horses. I'd been brought up with horses. And the girl who had been the squad before me had given these horses oats. Oh, frisky. I used to have to get onto the horse's back and ride it round and round and round to make it tired before we dare put it in the shafts. Then, of course, we went round, because you had to go over railway lines, bumpity-bump, and the tea sloshing about like this.
How did you fit out the canteen?
Well, we had... Not as you have today, but we had big boiler things, you know, three or four. We had to keep going back to replace them, you see, to refill. But we made it. We made the tea in a bag, you know, and it was quite all right.
You provided tea. What else?
Oh, well, I don't know who provided the tea. I don't know.
What else did you have besides tea to serve?
We had buns. Always buns, you see.
And where did they come from?
Oh, we bought those at the local baker's.
But you didn't have to use your own money, did you?
Oh, no, no, no. No, no, no. We got that back, you see, from the canteen, because the people bought. And it was only when we got to the TNT factory, we weren't allowed to go near the TNT factory. They had to come out to us because of if we had anything on us, they had to be searched, you see, and they had to drink their tea and their buns outside.
Did you see any of the TNT workers whose skin had been turned yellow?
No, no, because they were all in white uniforms and we didn't have very much time to look at them. We were so busy, you can imagine. Oh, yes, it was.